Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building something proper for the jungle and old school DNB world, a pirate signal transition drive in Ableton Live 12. Think of it like a rogue radio broadcast bleeding through the system before the drop lands. It's gritty, it's lo-fi, it's tense, and it should feel like the tune is being tuned in, intercepted, or hijacked right before impact. This kind of idea works best in an intro to drop transition, an 8-bar switch up, or as the launch into a second drop. And the reason it matters is simple. It gives your track a story. Instead of just stopping and starting, the arrangement feels like it's alive. Musically, that's huge. Technically, it's also a challenge, because you want the section to stay exciting without wrecking the low end, and you still need it to make sense over breakbeats and in a DJ-friendly context. So the goal here is not just to make it sound nasty. The goal is to build a bass-driven transition that feels like a broadcast drifting through static, while still hitting hard in the club. Start with a phrase first. Not the processing. Write a simple 2-bar bass idea before you go anywhere near heavy effects. Keep it sparse. 1 to 3 notes per bar is enough. A root, a fifth, an octave shape works well. Or just hold a root note and add a small pickup into the next bar. The important thing is that the phrase has space. Why does that matter? Because this effect is built on tension, and tension needs room to breathe. If the MIDI is already too busy, the filtering and distortion just turn into mud. What to listen for here is direction. Even with only a couple of notes, the line should already feel like it's going somewhere. If it sounds like a static loop, simplify it until the movement feels intentional. Now build the tone in Ableton using stock devices. A very reliable chain is wave-eatable into saturator into auto filter. Start with a saw or square saw style sound. Keep it mono or strongly centered, especially in the low end. If you want a cleaner foundation, operator works brilliantly too, because you can create a pure root and then damage it later with saturation and filtering. Don't overdo the drive at first. A few dB of saturation is enough to add harmonics and grime. Then use auto filter to start shaping the movement. You are not trying to make a pristine bass tone. You're trying to create a clear bass source and then control the deterioration. What to listen for is the center of the sound. If the pitch gets smeared or the note stops reading clearly, back off the drive or simplify the waveform. The bass should sound damaged, but still focused. Now here's where the pirate radio identity really starts to happen. Split the idea into two layers. Keep one clean sub layer and one character layer. The sub should stay simple, centered, and mostly below around 100 to 120 HE. The character layer can carry the reese, buzz, or distortion, and live higher up, from around 150 HC and above. Why this works in DNB is because the kick and snare need a stable floor. If the whole effect lives in the sub, the groove falls apart. By separating the rolls, you can make the top layer sound wild while the bottom stays solid for the dance floor. For the character layer, a good stock chain might be wave-eatable, auto-filter, saturator, and maybe a light touch of redux if you want that broken transmitter feeling. Keep redux subtle. You want broadcast damage, not total digital collapse. A useful creative choice here is to decide whether you want the deeper, more ominous version or the harsher, more broken-up version. If you want it darker, lean on the sub and keep the character band narrow. If you want it more aggressive, let the mid-range dominate a bit more and push the saturation harder. Now shape the tuning motion with filters, and do it with purpose. This is the heart of the effect. Use auto-filter and automate the cutoff so it feels like a radio being tuned. Start partially closed. Then open it gradually over 2 to 4 bars. Before the drop, pull it back down again. Add a little resonance at key points so it feels like the scanner is locking onto a station. A good range on the character layer might start around 150 to 300 HC if you want it murky, and open toward 1K HC to 3K HC if you want that radio band, speech-like energy. But don't just sweep randomly. Phrase it. Let the opening and closing happen in clear blocks. What to listen for is energy deriving. The filter motion should feel like the signal is becoming more real, not just like a generic wobble. If it sounds flat, add a small gain lift at the opening point, or a little more resonance where the signal locks. Now turn it into a DNB phrase by editing the rhythm. Use short gaps, syncopated note lengths, and a few well-placed pickups. A nice old-school approach is to let the bass answer the break rather than fight it. Leave room around the snare. Let the bass hit a little before a beat, or hold over it, but don't crowd every space. If you're building a 4-bar transition, a strong shape is this. The first 2 bars feel sparse and filtered, the next 2 bars open up and get more bite. If it's an 8-bar phrase, think of the first 4 bars as signal acquisition, and the last 4 bars as the receiver really locking in. This is one of the biggest reasons the technique works in DNB. The groove is everything. A pirate signal bassline doesn't have to be busy to feel powerful. In fact, a little restraint usually hits harder, because the break can breathe and the bass can weave around it. Now bring in the character processing and make the broadcast grit audible. Auto filter, saturator, and EQ8 is a great combination. Cut the useless low and hard on the character layer, and keep the useful band focused somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz. If it gets too spitty, trim the harsh area around 3.5 kHz to 6 kHz. You can also use pedal for a more obviously damaged speaker texture. Then clean it with EQ and animate it with filter movement. Just keep an eye on mono compatibility. Pirate textures can feel huge in headphones, but if the width is doing all the work, the sound can disappear on a proper system. The important movement should come from level, filtering, and phrasing, not fragile sterno tricks. What to listen for at this stage is whether the bass still reads when the drums come in. Mute the drums for a moment, then bring them back. If the transition suddenly feels pointless once the break returns, the rhythm is too abstract or the character layer is crowding the pocket, tighten the note lengths, reduce the density, and make sure the snare still has space to cut through. Now automate the phrase across 4 or 8 bars with clear logic. Don't just keep moving things every beat. That stops sounding like a tuned broadcast and starts sounding like random motion. Instead, let the section evolve in blocks. Start distant, then open the filter, then add a touch more harmonic bite, then strip the low end or chop the rhythm before the drop. A really effective move is to let the filter open while the MIDI gets slightly simpler. That way the signal feels like it's getting stronger without becoming cluttered. You can also commit the best pass to audio if you want to make micro edits like stutters, reverses, or tiny gaps. Resampling is especially useful here, because pirate-style transitions often sound better once you can literally cut the best moments into place. And this is a good point to remember. Commit earlier than you think. If the filter movement, saturation, and phrasing are already working, don't keep piling on devices just because you think it should be more complex. In DNB, clarity usually beats complication. Shape the exit carefully. The transition shouldn't just end, it should hand off energy to the drop. That might mean a hard cut, a quick filter close, a reverse swell, or a short drum fill. For old-school jungle energy, a really strong move is to let the pirate signal collapse in the last half bar and leave a tiny gap before the drop lands. That pause can hit harder than another layer of noise. What to listen for is the handoff. It should feel like the signal has either been cut by the station or swallowed by the tune. If the drop feels delayed or weak, the transition is probably occupying too much of the final beat. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't make the whole thing full range, or you'll destroy the kick and blur the sub. Don't overwiden the bass, or the effect may disappear in mono. Don't automate the filter randomly, or the movement loses its broadcast feel. And don't overcrowd the MIDI with too many notes. The best versions of this idea usually have more space than people expect. Another big one, always check it with the drums. A sound that feels huge on its own can fail completely in the groove. The break decides whether the idea works. That's the reality of DNB arrangement. If you want a darker result, keep the signal window narrow and focus the character layer around the mid-range, while the sub stays clean underneath. If you want more drama, make the filter movement a little more asymmetric. Open faster than you close, or the other way around. That tiny imperfection makes it feel more like cheap hardware, and less like a sterile effect. And if you want to go further, print 1 or 2 bars to audio once it feels right. Chop it, reverse the tail, or repeat a tiny fragment as a fill. That's often the difference between a decent idea and a proper record-ready transition. For practice, here's the move. Build a 4-bar pirate radio transition with only stock Ableton devices. Keep 1 clean sub layer and 1 degraded character layer. Use no more than 3 automation lanes. Make it start filtered and distant, then open into a more aggressive broadcast tone, and cut cleanly into the next phrase. If you can, make an 8-bar version too, and make sure it feels like a stronger story, not just a longer loop. As you work, ask yourself a few things. Does the sub stay readable from start to finish? Does the break still punch through? Does the section have a clear opening, peak, and exit? If you mute the filter automation, does the identity fall apart? If the answer is yes, then the automation is doing real work. That's exactly what you want. So keep it clean underneath, focused in the mids, and phrase-based in the movement. Build the pirate signal as a bassline transition, not just a sound effect. Let it announce itself from behind the wall. Let it lock onto the station, and let it hand off cleanly into the drop. That's the sound. That's the vibe. Now go make your 4-bar and 8-bar versions, test them against a jungle break, and see how much tension you can create with just a few notes, a clean sub, and a properly abused signal path.